golden age, you'll see I spell it out step by step, how it was done to maneuver public opinion, and finally to deliver an ultimatum to the Japanese, I think it was in July of 41, that they must pull out of China, which they've been trying to conquer since 1937, and if they did not, we would turn off their oil supply. They got their oil from us. And scrap metal. They had no metal industry. And they had no response to make other than to hit us, at us, knock us out for as long as possible, while they then moved down into Southeast Asia to get the oil fields in Singapore, Hong Kong. The provocation is very clear. Roosevelt wrote Wendell Willkie, who had been his Republican opponent in 1940, a week before Pearl Harbor, and he said, the Japanese may very well attack us before Monday. They attacked us on Sunday. If he could write that to Wendell Willkie, it has often been asked, why didn't he write it to the commanders at Pearl Harbor, who were taken by surprise?
Are we the only ones with a deceitful government that's the tool of corporations, or other governments run that way?
I think most other governments probably are like that. This is a globalized world. Other countries, unlike ours, have representative government, or they have certainly more of an appearance of it. We have a kind of corporate system. We have only one political party, which is the party of corporate America, and it has two right wings, one called Republican, one called Democratic. There's a lot of chatter going on and a lot of stuff about personal life, but nobody will address in this election the most important thing, which is the military budget, which is out of control. They get 51% of the revenues of the United States, and they're now asking, and they're delivering ultimatums, the chiefs at the Pentagon. They want $60 billion a year more for the next decade. That's the only thing to talk about, because if you keep shelling out that money, not only are you going to have wars, but you don't have anything left over for education and so on.